Valedico. What better cue could there be for a valediction? And I have indeed finally come to the valedictory moment. And I don't like it. I'm beset with conflicts and problems. There's still so much to be said, and no time for saying it. There are so many of those underlying strings, if the linguists will pardon me, waiting to be tied up. So many cans of worms have been opened, and a lot of those slippery little beasts are still wriggling around. There's much further argumentation and clarification to be accomplished, enough for at least 6 more lectures. Maybe there'll be 6 more someday, or 60 more. Perhaps you'll give them. I hope. But my main problem now is that there are still summaries to be made, conclusions to be drawn, the present musical moment to be generalized upon, and the future to be guessed at. I am not ordinarily given to quoting myself. In fact, it nauseates me. But I should like to make an exception now for shortcut purposes. Back in 1966, not very long ago, really, only 7 years, I was writing an introduction to this book of mine, The Infinite Variety of Music, which was about to be published then. That year was for me a low point in the musical course of our century, certainly the lowest I've ever experienced. Stravinsky had all but died creatively that summer, having converted a decade earlier to the serial faith. That conversion had begun, oddly enough, with Schoenberg's death in 1951, and had already precipitated a crisis in the mid-50s, a second 20th century crisis. It was like the defection of a general to the enemy camp, taking all his faithful regiments with him.